From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, pro-Russian insurgents are vowing to go ahead with that vote on Sunday for more autonomy for eastern Ukraine, despite Russian President Vladimir Putin's call to postpone that vote. We'll get the latest.
But first, today, top Islamic scholars in Saudi Arabia joined the voices condemning the Boko Haram Islamic extremist who kidnapped 276 girls in northern Nigeria 3 weeks ago, and this week kidnapped more girls and attacked a village, shooting and burning people to death. The U.S. is sending advisors to the country. First Lady Michelle Obama has begun using the viral hashtag #BringBackOurGirls, which was created by a woman in Nigeria. And here in the U.S., 35-year-old Omolola Adela Osho has been organizing activists outside the Nigerian embassy in Washington. She joins us now. And Lola, as we know you're called, we understand you got involved when you noticed that the kidnapping of these girls 3 weeks ago was being overshadowed by other big news stories?
Yes, that's correct. I found out about the kidnapping the day after it happened. I was actually in Thailand at the time. And it just was, I kept looking for more information and no one seemed to be covering it other than Al Jazeera. And I just was wondering why. And then the weeks went by and just like a whole bunch of us Nigerians who live in the Washington, D.C. area, we were just confused and we were outraged as to why no one was speaking about the fact that 200 plus girls at the time had just disappeared.
Well, there was, you know, a search for a plane and a ferry that capsized, mm-hmm. but still, this did not make the headlines that it should have. And so last week, you decided to go to the Nigerian embassy in Washington and just stand there and until someone came out to speak with you. You also set up a Facebook page and hundreds of people immediately joined you. But that impetus to get up and go out and stand in public, what did that feel like?
I come from a family of people who speak up. My family, you know, has gone through a lot of issues when it comes to the Nigerian political scene. So I'm no stranger to using my voice to speak out for those who are not being heard. But it felt really great to know that it wasn't just Nigerians. It was concerned parents, individuals, having other people care about girls they've never met, girls who are thousands of miles away. It felt really encouraging and really great to know that people care.
Well, it's interesting because you probably pushed this conversation to the front of the burners here in the U.S. Officials finally came out Tuesday, by the way, to speak with you. What did they tell you?
They told me, they informed us that the Nigerian government had set up a committee to consider what they were going to do and that we should give them time. And I then asked the individuals if they were parents themselves, and they said yes. And I asked if any of them had daughters, and two of them responded yes. And so I asked them, put yourself in the shoes of these parents. And if you are being told by a representative of your government that they've set up a committee to consider what they would do 3 weeks later, how would you as a parent respond? And at that point, none of them had an answer.
Well, you, meanwhile, have formed a group, Act for Accountability. You've been meeting to strategize. You met last night. You've developed a mini toolkit for other activists to use to make their voices heard. But I just want to get your response to some other things that are in the news. There was news last night that Hillary Clinton's then Assistant Secretary of State did not want to put Boko Haram on the terrorist list, which would allow the U.S. to track them better, because at the time, and this is according to the Assistant Secretary of State who spoke last night, they didn't want to damage the relations they were trying to build with Nigeria. And by the way, the group was put on the watch list last year by Secretary Kerry. But so we're hearing about a delay. Do you have any sympathy because the U.S. was trying to forge better relations with Nigeria to address all problems, not just this one? But in so doing, they left this group off a terror watch list.
Personally, I think that the conversation shifting away from the immediate urgency of these girls is giving Boko Haram exactly what they want, which is attention. I think that what we need to focus on immediately is the safe return of these girls. And then I also think that the larger conversation has to revolve around the issue of Nigerian government's inability to safely protect its citizens. And that includes dealing with the issue of Boko Haram. There have been a lot of people and organizations that are African-based or like Jubilee Campaign who have been doing a lot over the years to have the U.S. Pay attention to the Boko Haram issue in Nigeria. But I think that for now, that the immediate conversation should really just stay on the girls that are missing.
Well, and yet you also want to publicize the names of multinationals doing business in Nigeria. To what end? I mean, do you want people to stop doing business with Nigeria? Because that will hurt, that will hurt your own people.
Our goal is not to hurt the Nigerian economy. Our goal is to have the multinational corporations understand that the work that they're doing in our country is really in operating in a politically corrupt system. And I think that they need to be aware of that if they're not already aware of that. And so that's really our intention, is to let them know that, you know, while we are not asking them to pull out of Nigeria, but we also want them to know that the Nigerian political system is very corrupt, and that, one, maybe they need to do something to protect themselves. But furthermore, when they are doing business in Nigeria, they also need to hold the government accountable for the safety of possibly their workers.
Maybe force change from within.
Exactly.
Do you want to see U.S. boots on the ground?
No, I'll be honest. I want to see the U.S. help the Nigerian forces with the necessary skills, you know, support us, you know, teach us how to do this, to be able to deal with and hopefully eradicate this terrorist group.
That's Omolola Adele Osho, a Nigerian living in Washington, D.C. It was her actions that led to the protest outside the Nigerian embassy this week. We'll link you to her Act for Accountability organization at hearnow.org. Lola, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Robin.